All right, friends, we're really excited to share with you something that's been going on in our life. A saint has found us. And we weren't looking for this saint. Blessed. We weren't looking for this blessed, but we feel she's found us. And so we want to share with you our experience because there's three things that have stood out to us about this special blessed. Number one, she was given a mystical gift that no other saint in the history of the church has ever been given to our knowledge. So this is really unique. Number two, we want to share with you how she found us. Mm-hmm. And number three, and this is the important part, why we believe she's relevant to this time and our, and we really feel that she's also relevant to our family. And I have a feeling you're going to find her very relevant to your circumstance as well. So quick facts, name, who is she?
Blessed Anna Maria Teiji.
Blessed Anna Maria Teiji. And she is a married saint. She had seven children. She was a homeschooling mom. And she had a difficult husband. You got a lot in common with her. And a couple other things worthy to note before we get into it. Two of her children died in infancy. And two other children died in their mid-adult life. So she really undergoed some sorrow. She died in 1837, so a relatively recent saint, and she was beatified in 1920. So with that, how did she find us?
Well, first of all, we're not exactly 100% sure that we pronounce her last name Taiji. We had to look it up. Anyhow, maybe you know. But first of all, how did she find us? Okay, one night, this was probably a couple months ago, it was before we had our baby. I was reading a book, and at the end of the book, they were going through some different mystics, and lo and behold, I come across this one that I'd never heard of before, and I just thought it was really interesting because she had some really unique kind of attributes to her life, and so it really kind of stood out to me, though I didn't remember her name.
And then, that same night, right?
Well, the next day, we're sitting down, and Ken tells me, he's like, you know what, I was reading about this blessed, and she had this special thing about her. And I was like, hold on a minute. I'm like, I think I was reading about the exact same blessed last night. But we weren't reading the same thing.
Yeah.
But lo and behold, we were reading about the same person pretty much at the same time.
Right. And the third thing that happened was the very next day,
I got an email from somebody. And she's like, you know what? I just really feel like I should send this quote from this blessed to you. And lo and behold, it was a quote from Blessed Anna Maria Teiji.
So within a period of 3 days, three different ways, we feel like the saint reached out to us. And honestly, we didn't know anything about her prior. Mm-mm. It was like this unknown blessed. And all of a sudden, bang, bang, bang. And there was like, it's like a quickening of the heart. Like there was something that was drawing us mm-hmm. to her. So then we took it upon ourselves to study. And I've been studying about her for about a month now. Mm-hmm. And you bought a book that was very useful. So I've been pouring through it. So with that, one thing that's really unique about Blessed Anna Maria Teiji is this unique mystical gift that God gave her, where at one point in her life, she was given this disc or this globe, also called the sun, that she could always see in her mind's eye before her. And she saw this globe before her for 47 years. Mm-hmm. But it was just glowing. There was something very unique about this globe. When she put her mind upon it and looked into it, she could see things of the past, present, and future. She could see the state of people's souls. She could see the state of people's souls after they died. She could see things that have happened in the past. She could see things that were going to happen in the future. She also had looked into this globe to be able to just have knowledge of the present to help people make good decisions. And she never looked into this sun or this glowing globe out of curiosity. It was always for the sanctification of other people and to help them. And so to my knowledge, this gift mm-hmm. has never been given to any other person in the history of mankind that I know of. And in her deposition statements from her beatification go a little bit further into this unique gift.
The decree of her beatification refers to this gift, saying, among other gifts, the most remarkable was that for a space of 47 years, she saw a kind of sun in whose light she descried things at hand and things afar, off foresaw future events, scrutinized the secrets of hearts, and the most hidden and most inward impulses. One thing we failed to mention was that she's from Rome, and she knew a cardinal named Cardinal Pedicini for over 30 years, and this is what he had to say about this remarkable globe. For 47 years, day and night, at home, at church, in the street, she saw in the sun, which became increasingly brilliant, all things on this earth, both physical and moral. She penetrated to the depths and rose up to heaven, where she saw the eternal lot of the dead. She saw the most secret thoughts of persons nearby or far off, events and personages of bygone days. She had only to think of a thing, and it presented itself in a clear and complete manner. A mere glance at this mystic sun, and she entered at will into the most secret council rooms of kings. She saw the people who handled affairs, the places concerned, the opinions that each one held. She saw the plotting and the dark gatherings of various sects, the members of these societies, their ranks, their ceremonies, all in the minutest detail and in all parts of the world, all as if it were happening in her room. We would say that this gift was one of omniscience, for it was the knowing of all things in God, so far as the intelligence is capable of such knowledge in this life. She saw distant sea ships being wrecked and heard the cries of the shipwrecked. She penetrated into the prisons of China and Arabia, where confessors of the faith, slaves and prisoners languished in agony. In this way did she exercise an unbounded apostolate, won souls to grace in every part of the globe, and prepared the way for missionaries. The entire world was the theater of her labors. Nor let anyone think I am exaggerating, for on the contrary, I find myself incapable of describing the wonders of which I was for 30 years the witness.
So what do you think of this?
I feel like with great knowledge comes great responsibility.
You know, that's
a really... I would be overwhelming for me.
But the thing is, she used this gift for the salvation of people when she would see things into the future or see things that were happening and people suffering in far off different places. Mm-hmm. She offered her temporal sufferings that she was undergoing just in her state of life for these intentions. And her fame spread. And so this is where we get to the relevance, why she is relevant. Because she was a married saint. She wasn't a religious. She wasn't off in a cloister. She was a simple, poor woman raising seven kids. They lived in poverty. They weren't destitute, but she just lived a simple life. And as her fame started to spread, she started having these famous, well-known people show up in her home asking for her counsel. She had connection to popes. She had connection to cardinals. Royalty would come to their humble little home. Imagine you're living in poverty and royalty are waiting for you to speak to you. And she never allowed these important people of the day to distract her from her daily duty. And this is why I think she's so relevant, because she grew in grained sanctity, not because of the gift, but because she was just faithful to her duty. Mm-hmm. And all of us, that's us.
Right.
We're just trying to raise a family. We got seven kids. We're homeschooling. Maybe you don't have the exact circumstances that, but don't you have daily duties? Oftentimes, God allows certain people to raise up in great sanctity in our life. And then when they go to heaven, the ways that they helped people in their earthly life are amplified in their heavenly life. Mm-hmm. So she helped so many people in so many ways in her earthly life. I just think now's her time to help us, particularly the family and mothers. Because I didn't tell you this, but as I was reading about her for the last month here or so, and it was just yesterday that I realized she's the patron, a protector of the family, and help of mothers.
I know, I need her help. I need her intercession.
And the family, our family needs protection. But the family is under attack, friends. In fact, there's such confusion that the family unit is being just all messed up because we can't even decide who's male and female anymore, or if that even exists. You can't have a healthy family unless you have a mom and dad. And, you know, sometimes there's things that happen that just happen, and a person ends up as a single parent. Well, Blessed Anna Maria, I believe, can help because one of her daughters was in that position, mm-hmm. Sophia. Her husband died. She came back home, and Sophia, with her, I think it might have been seven kids, could stand corrected on that, came back to her mom. And what did her mom do? She helped in that difficult circumstance. So, friends, whether you have an quote-unquote intact family or your family is kind of disarray or a little bit broken, whatever the circumstance may have caused that, I really believe Blessed Anna Maria Teiji can intercede for us and gain great grace for our circumstance in this time. Mm-hmm. So we are going to continue talking about her because one video doesn't do justice. And so we're going to revisit her over a series of videos. And then they're not going to be consecutive. We're going to come back. You know, we'll do another one maybe next week on a different topic. But then we'll revisit Blessed Anna Maria as we learn more about her. But there's many beautiful chapters about her life that I think we can learn about. And then when we learn about a saint and a chapter of their life, then our devotion to them increases. And we realize, oh, they can help me in this area of my life because this is an area of their life they struggled in. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're going to do.
You know, you also told me that she actually was blessed to be able to survive on only 2 hours of sleep. And I was thinking, oh, blessed Anna Maria Teiji, help me. I want to be you and live off of 2 hours of sleep. There's just so many things to get done in a day.
So friends, I'm excited. We're excited to share our new friend with you. And one last thing about friends. Sometimes you have friends for seasons, and that's okay.
Right.
Friends come and they go. And because of circumstances, you know, life changes. It doesn't mean they were a bad friend. It just means that life changed. I think of my life. There was a season in my life when I was 19 years old. There was a friend that greatly impacted me in my faith. And without their influence in my life, I don't think I would have come to faith. Mm-hmm. And then two years later, they were out of my life because they became a consecrated woman. And in fact, I haven't spoken to them since. I don't know where she is. But sometimes the saints are like that. And I feel Blessed Anna Maria Teiji has grabbed us, inserted herself as a friend into our life. Maybe this is just for a season. Maybe it's long term, but we'll see. Mm-hmm. In any case, thank you for journeying with us as we learn more about Blessed Anna Maria Teiji.